1:22 on LBC London News. As I said earlier, it doesn't really make a good show unless I mention President Trump. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about right now, because the US Justice Department's named a special counsel now to take over the inquiry into alleged ties between POTUS's election campaign and Russia. To tell us more and join us live from Washington is our correspondent, Simon Mark. Simon, this
carries on. Hello, Andre.
It just carries on and on and on.
And it is going to carry on and on and on, because that essentially is what the appointment of Robert Mueller as special counsel to lead the investigation previously headed by the FBI into ties between President Trump's team and the Russians ensures. There's no quick end to this in sight. There was a muted reaction from the White House to all of this last night. President Trump in a written statement saying that he looked forward to the rapid conclusion of this investigation. Well, dawn has broken. It is morning at the White House, and fury is now on display from the Oval Office. Within the last 30 minutes, Donald Trump has taken to Twitter, and he has written, and I quote, "With all of the illegal acts that took place in the Clinton campaign and Obama administration, there was never a special counsel appointed." He then goes further, claiming on Twitter, "This is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history." This from the President of the United States, who yesterday told Coast Guard graduates that whatever adversity they face in life from their critics and naysayers, they should never allow it to get them down. Well, Donald Trump is clearly down today in the White House. He's trying to prepare for his first international trip as president. He's due to leave tomorrow for Saudi Arabia, then going on to Israel, Italy, meeting with European leaders next week, with these just now massive storm clouds hanging over his head. Question marks that simply are not going to go away, and they are being fueled daily here by fresh revelations. And we've had fresh revelations in the last few hours. The Reuters news agency now reporting that investigators are looking into as many as 18 previously undisclosed contacts between figures in Donald Trump's campaign and the Russians while the U.S. presidential campaign was underway. Also, the Washington Post, in a front page splash this morning, reveals a transcript of a conversation between two Republican leaders on Capitol Hill, a conversation that took place just before Donald Trump won the Republican Party's presidential nomination, that of course then allowed him to face off against Hillary Clinton in the presidential election. And one of those Republican leaders tells the other that he believes Donald Trump is in the pay of Vladimir Putin. That is another devastating revelation that is only further going to fuel all of these inquiries, Andre, and is only going, I suspect, further to fuel President Trump's fury.
Simon, before we talk about President Trump's mental state, you've been covering many past presidents in the past. I always thought that we may have to go through the entire 4 years of Donald Trump, but now everyone's starting to speak about impeachment. How close are we to realizing that?
Well, we're not close to impeachment. I mean, as you know, yesterday the word was used for the first time on the floor of the House of Representatives with reference to Donald Trump, a Democrat from Texas taking to the floor and demanding his impeachment. But at the moment, there isn't sufficient support for that among Republicans in the House of Representatives. And remember, it is in the House of Representatives where any impeachment proceedings would have to begin. So Donald Trump has to keep a close eye on the level of support that he enjoys among his fellow Republicans there. But in the Senate, there is evidence that his support among Republicans is now flagging. And if you look at this situation panoramically, his presidency, Andre, is now politically neutered. I mean, he's not going to be able to get anything done while this investigation grinds away, because everybody will be aware that they are dealing with, partnering with, working with a president whose future is in grave doubt. out. That is going to impact his domestic agenda here in the United States, his desire, as he put it throughout the presidential campaign, to make America great again. It is also going to impact greatly his dealings with foreign leaders. He heads off on this international trip tomorrow. What foreign leader sitting down and looking President Trump in the eye is going to think confidently that they will still be looking that particular American president in the eye in a year's time or 18 months' time? So, the real issue here is that Donald Trump may die a death by a thousand cuts, a continuing drip of allegations against him to journalists, by intelligence agencies, by insiders within the Trump administration, a difficulty of filling vacant government positions. If you were invited by Donald Trump to go into his government right now, how far would you run away from that particular offer? That's the biggest problem he's got, getting anything done unless and until his name is completely cleared is going to be impossible. And that's got to be a very grim realization inside the White House this morning.
Simon, it's almost like you're describing a lame duck president, and he's only just gone past the 100-day mark.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. I mean, we're 4 months into the presidency. We've never in modern era certainly seen a presidency implode as rapidly as this one has done. And, you know, he can talk about this being the greatest witch hunt in U.S. political history. He can talk about his critics and round on the media as he did yesterday. I was on a TV show here in the United States just a couple of nights ago with a Trump loyalist who was fervently insisting that this is all the result of a conspiracy by the Democratic National Committee in cahoots with the media. The reality is, the facts are, Donald Trump is the victim of self-inflicted wounds. He took the perilous decision to fire the FBI director just 8 days ago. It feels like an eternity, but it was only 8 days ago. And that has brought the political hounds of hell down on his head. I don't think he had any idea when he fired the FBI director that these were going to be the consequences of it, of his actions. He's the man who leaked highly classified information to the Russians in a meeting in the Oval Office just 9 or 10 days ago. So these are self-inflicted wounds, and he can blame everybody around him, and he can blame the Democrats, and he can blame the media, but the facts clearly indicate he's brought this on himself.
And just finally, let's discuss the president's state of mind, because he's still going in, seems like, in a room by himself, putting out these tweets, and they're very ill-advised. And so everyone's throwing their hands up and thinking, this is crazy talk. What are we dealing with Donald Trump right now?
You know, there is a great hesitation on this side of the Atlantic publicly to discuss the president's state of mind. But the longer this goes on, the more anger, the more irrationality is publicly exhibited. It is going to become increasingly difficult to avoid that conversation. There was an opinion piece written in the New York Daily News about 10 days ago by a leading psychologist who was pointing out that there is a ban on psychologists, a sort of professional ban on psychologists from openly and publicly discussing the state of mind of public figures. And he was arguing that the circumstances here are now so grave that psychologists actually need to be released from that ban in order to address the situation. But it is events like the president turning to Twitter this morning and writing the things that he's written that not only gives observers, people who don't like him, people who didn't vote for him, further grist for their mill, but it really worries the Republicans that he needs to keep on side on Capitol Hill. If you're a serious-minded career Republican senator who's been steeped in the workings and the machinations of Washington for the last 25 years, and you read those tweets, you inexorably come to the conclusion that he's close to losing it.
Simon, I'm not sure if you're a betting man or not. May 18th today, are we going to be talking about President Trump in office this time next year?
Well, I think it is possible because I think it's possible because this inquiry is going to grind on for a long time. If you put a gun to my head and said, is he still going to be there in 1 year's time? I would say no, but I don't say that with a great deal of conviction, and we can run this tape in 12 months' time.
you know, I'm taping this one. Always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for joining us. LBC London News' Washington correspondent Simon Mark says, thank you, Simon.
Cheers, Andre.